What's good, Game On Wisconsin? Welcome back to another episode of Coast to Coast Packers. Sorry for the late start. We were still waiting for our orders to come down. So welcome to the War Room. I'm Sergeant Bernie Bango, here with War Room Commander Amar Desai. How you doing tonight, sir?
I am hyped, man. We're like 3 days out. I am excited, ready to go, man. How are you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm just up here doing some research, just chilling and watching the Brewers game. But I'm stoked, man. I'm really excited to see what the Packers do this year. And I'm fun to have some fun, just to get crazy with the mock draft tonight or just collaborate with Hell you yeah. and anyone that wants to throw down comments, thoughts, opinions as we go through this process. Amar, we're gonna share from your computer, I believe, right?
And oh shit, we'll, yeah. Let me do it. Let me get this thing.
Yeah, going. Yeah. No, you're good, man. And we can screen share and share with anyone that might be out there tonight watching as we get through this. But I think there's got to be some like stipulations, right, or things that we gotta take in consideration, right, like. They say they always throw like the idea around that they're going to take a quarterback in the late rounds. You know, do we want to like try to work things in like that? We feel like this might be a draft where they take two offensive linemen. And then of course taking care of the positions of need. Should we trade up? Trading back, and then like also trading up. As in, like, collecting as many second, third, and fourth rounders as we can. Let's just do something wild like that. I don't know.
I think, like, when it comes down to it, I always, when it comes to this, I'm always, like, looking at – I don't ever, like – I always do the fast option, right? I always do the fast draft, and then I let people come to me with trades, right? Yeah. And listen to Goody today. It definitely felt like, you know – obviously, they have their board in place. They definitely were tapping into a lot of things that they learned from Ted Thompson and his way of doing things, which is like the foundation of their draft philosophy, right? The draft is the lifeblood of the Green Bay Packers organization, which they've kind of pretty much stuck true to since Goody's been in office and then before him as well, right? And Goody's been a part of that front office for the last like 25 years. So he's come up through the Southeast, you know, looking at all the Southeast SEC colleges and shit like that. But what I do love is the fact that he's talking, you know, we have 11 picks right now, and he's talking about coming out with like between 13 to 14 picks, meaning that he has maybe some ideas about trading back. And the more, like, I'm with you, bro. Like there's a thing that I think Ross or Jacob Morley had put out where he was like, how Packers, like how Goody, he'll pick up guys in free agency and then he'll go into a draft and pick up like draft the same guys, right? It's like I get a veteran help and I get rookie help, right? And so I could definitely see and doing that by if you see all these quarterbacks and these offensive tackles and these wide receivers, positions that, you know, wide receivers and quarterbacks we don't need, right? Tight ends we don't really need. Those kind of picks go ahead of us. A lot of that marquee talent's going to keep pushing down, right? So I'm with you, bro. Like I can see it, and like I'm really looking forward to seeing how he navigates the board. Like, I really do feel like we're going to see some 2018 magic where he kind of like traded back and traded up and got Jair still, got a future first. But I mean, this draft is loaded. That's why I love and hate doing our mock drafts, because we've talked about this, right? Where we're going through and we're trying to pick guys up, and there's so much talent that's out there that I feel like, you like when you make your pick, you're like, shit, I missed out on this guy. I missed out on this guy. I missed out on this guy. Right. But there's other guys you can get too. And I always like, I'm always doing this mock draft. And I'm like, I did my last one, but I didn't like it. I like went heavy defensive line. And I'm just like, ugh. I was like, I wasn't feeling it. But I was like, you know what? It's different, you know? Let me try to do this here. Let me go present this real quick. Let me see how I do this. Share screen.
But got some people here.
Yeah. So,
True North Packers fan. If you know any Broncos fans, they could use a hug today. Heath Soder files up ugly uniforms and Zach. It was a hell of a Monday in Denver. So Man, you know, they get rid of Russell Wilson, and now that's, you know, that's what they get in return.
That's what it comes down to, baby. That's the truth right there. I'm sorry to say it, but like all this talk of freaking what's his name being a genius, and then we don't know what Gutekunst has done. I love seeing the receipts coming up now, right? Where we're just like, y'all talking all that shit. Now, guess what? It looks like Goody knew what the hell he was doing, and seems like somebody else didn't know what he was doing. And let me share it. What the hell? Huh. Also share. Let's try this. Gosh damn it. Mm.
We got some advice here. Move up to 16, get a top cornerback or offensive tackle. We were talking about, was it pick 15 or whatever? Yeah. Is that the Seahawks pick?
That's the Seahawks pick. Yep.
Yeah. Right. So,
bear with me.
I'm up, you know, for trading up. I feel like every week I feel like I'm leaning, they're going to do one thing or the other, but, I'm feeling like they're going to deal. Do some multi-trading stuff, like you said, trading back, then trading up. We have with those 11 picks, there's leverage there, right? We
can use that 100%. As leverage
to get the guys we want. And, I got faith, man. Like, I have put my faith into Goody to do his thing.
Dude, I'll put it this way. Like, the more we talked about this before too, more receivers that fall down into the draft, more likeliness that someone's going to want to come up from where they are. And a lot of these teams like the Kansas City Chiefs, the Buffalo Bills, they may want to trade up and they may want to come down up into 25 and get their guy. Or you have the Washington Commanders who are going to want to get their quarterback of the future and then maybe get an offensive tackle of the future, like Patrick Paul out of Houston. So there's a lot of scuttlebutt about these guys kind of coming back into the first round to pick up. Like, think about Baltimore that year when they drafted Rashad Bateman. Then they came back up into the draft and picked up Lamar Jackson. I think that's what
happened.
Or it was Patrick Queen and then Lamar Jackson. But basically, they traded back into the first round to get Lamar, right? Because he fell all the way to the 30th pick, yeah? Yeah, like it's one of those things where I can't wait to see how this kind of plays out. So, all right, we have this, Pro Football Network draft. I use them because I can get all seven rounds. You can they have a lot of trades involved and you can change up the speeds. How you want to do this? Do you want to do normal speed or do you want to do fast? So if we do normal speed, then it allows us to kind of have time to pause and make trades. Or how do you want to rock it?
Oh, we should let's attempt a trade. I'm not very good at it.
Okay. All right. So we'll do this first. We'll go ahead and we'll go normal speed. We'll do seven rounds. Okay.
Yeah.
That way, then we have an opportunity to trade back, or if we want, we can try to trade up. Right.
Yeah.
And this is where folks. Now, I don't have the chat open, so I'm gonna depend on you to let me know what folks are saying.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, brother. All right.
You know, so I'm gonna start. True North Packer fan says, move back into the second and then jump back into the end of the first. So,
okay.
All right. I think a lot of people are feeling that strategy.
I like it. Let's do it. Let's try it. Let's see what happens here. All right. Here we go. I'm going pretty chalk right now. All right. And then just at any time, y'all want me to pause, I can pause. We got Seattle right here. And
at the 16th, and who's there? Tarion Arnold. That's a guy that I would jump up and go get, in my opinion. But I personally like the strategy. I think of trading back, trading back into the second and then jumping back into the late first.
I'm with you, bro. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to resume the draft because seeing the guys that are available right here, I'm not really feeling like we need to trade. Like, Tarion Arnold would be the only guy that I want to trade up for. But yeah, there is a chance that he could possibly fall, right? But let's see. Let's go and resume the draft and see what happens. Yeah, he got back. I don't see Pittsburgh. I see Pittsburgh going center, but all right, here we go. All right, here we go. So here we can go back two picks, right?
Yeah.
And we can still grab another pick in the third round. And then we can pick last pick in the draft, and then we can also of this draft, first round. And then we can grab a second rounder. So, you know, move back in the first, grab a second, and then, you know, give up our
first.
Oh,
dude, that's what we want right there, man.
That's what we want right there. Let's last pick of the first offer. Round. We got this one, too. We get a second round pick, a third round pick, and then a future second. I'm going to go with the other one. I'm going to go with the Cincy one.
Yeah, man, it's my money, and I want it now.
There it is. All right, so we'll do that. All right. They went and got Xavier Worthy. All right. Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. Here we go now. Trading with Dallas. We got two offers. We would give up a fifth round and our first round. We'd get a second, a third, and then a future second. Or we give up our first. We have a second round pick and a third round pick. I think we pick here. What do you think? Yeah, I think
let's see who's out there. That's right. We don't have to deny the trades, right? We can just like go.
Yeah. So Cooper's still there. All right. We don't got to worry about Michael Penix. We got Jackson Power Johnson, another beast center. We got Jordan Morgan. We got Hayes. We got Newbin, Darius Robinson. See, I feel like with the way we're looking at these players that we have right now, right? Like, I think Cooper DeJean is probably your best value at the end of the first round. And if you look at it from like a front office perspective, you invest a first round on this guy as well as you have the fifth year option with him.
Yeah.
Right.
True North Packers fan says, take Cooper. Key Soder says trade back. So,
well, we traded back. And then we're picking again in 11 picks. So, or actually less than we're picking
I,
up.
Yeah,
we're
picking up no, nine I say picks. I say take Cooper, right? Like,
yeah.
The fact
Soder. We're gonna take Cooper this time, and then let's see how the remainder of the draft falls out, and then we might have an opportunity to see how it plays out when it comes to the guys that are available here at 41, and we might get another trade offer here too. So, yep. See, there you go. So. You got one offer. We give up our 41st pick. We give up a fourth round pick. And then we move back 20 spots. We get a future second, a future third.
I want to see who's on the board, man.
Yeah, me too. I'm kind of feeling like seeing who's there right now. Okay, so we have our safety corner, right? So we're good there, right? We got Edwin Cooper. We got Cooper Beebe, Rakeshaw. Higgins is gone, right? Yeah, Wiggins is gone. Leggett, Cam Kitchens, Patrick Paul, Paul Trinity, Marshawn Keelan, a guy that I feel like is a Packers guy. Now the cool thing is too, like if you look at it, like pick wise, like our picks, right? We're picking right now, and then we pick again in 17 picks. So we have an opportunity to grab a guy, grab one of these guys. Now, question is, do you go Christian Hayes, who is, you know, a pretty beast of a guard, right? Yeah. Or do we go back-to-back, you know, defense backs of Max Melton? Or we go Cooper Beebe, right? Who also is a pretty beast. Or you go Edwin Cooper and you locked in the linebacker position. See, for the linebacker, for me, I feel like linebacker and safety we're going to double up. I think, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll get somebody early and then we'll get somebody late, I think. What are you thinking?
Well, I got this true North Packers fan and hope that Max Melton is still there. That'd be cool if we took Max Melton from Martian Gatos and he Soder, says Melton. I think Max Melton's a guy. And okay. Bowie Dog here is obviously a Max Melton fan too. So
okay, let's go Max then. Let's do it. All right. General consensus is Max. We'll do Max. Now we have locked in our future safety nickelback. We've also locked in another future slot to what you call it, our boundary corner. I like it. Let's do it. Bo Maxon's the pick. Bo Max Melton's the pick. And I said Bo Max. I said I combined them. I don't know what the hell I was saying. We might luck out. Nope. Damn. We're gone. All right. Now here we go. Same thing. We not really about the future picks because I'm going to use those picks to trade back up. So what do y'all think?
So this is pick 58.
Mm-hmm.
We would trade away a pick from the next year. Oh, it's it's all next year stuff, man.
Yeah, I'm not feeling the next year stuff.
No, me either.
Give me one second here.
I say Sue is on that board right now.
Yep, let's do it. All right, so I rejected the trade, and it's Rickshaw, who is, going three corners in a row wouldn't make any sense. So let's not do that.
Peyton Wilson's there. Chris Jenkins. Yep. I like the Chris Jenkins pick from Michigan and Peyton Wilson. Like this is the place where I would be willing to take Peyton Wilson now, I think. Like this is like the highest I would take him.
I agree with you. I so can I counter argue there? Can I counter argue?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So there's something that someone read something that really piqued my interest. Okay, so two guys that I really love. I like Peyton Wilson based on resume, right? He won the best linebacker, top linebacker in a nation award, the Butkus Award, I believe it is. And then same thing with Cole Bishop. Cole Bishop is a fucking beast safety out of Utah, right? And the one knock on both these guys who are very physically, athletically gifted is short arms. Like Cole Bishop has 29-inch arms. And then you got Peyton Wilson, who's 6'4", but he has 30-inch arms. So, like, he doesn't have the arms proportionate to his body, which is really weird.
Yeah.
And the argument is, like, he's already really tall. He's 6'4", and he's, like, 230. I don't want to speak here. Yeah, he's 233 at 6'3", right? So he's already kind of, like, tall and slim. And then on top, he got short arms, so he's going to have a hard time breaking off blocks. So, all right. So the reason why I'm saying that is because we have an opportunity to get a guy like, you know, Michael Hall, who's a monster – defensive tackle. Chris Jenkins, another monster defensive tackle. I like Cedric Gray, but he's another guy who, like, you know, how we keep getting like Trevin Wallace, like mocked to us.
Yeah,
I don't want anything to do with him, and I want everything to do with Cedric Gray. Like Cedric Gray, I feel like is going to be like he's going to be a beast. I don't want to be making decisions. And we are doing this as a group. So, what are we feeling here?
He Soder likes Jenkins. True North Packers fan likes Jenkins. And
okay. Think about it now. We pick again in six picks. So Wilson still might be there.
I say Jenkins. I like the defensive, like addressing the defensive line here.
You know, it's funny, like. Bernie, the funny thing is, like, I've been doing mock drafts since fucking, like, January, okay? It's terrible, right? And I'm still picking almost exactly the same. I'm getting all my favorite guys consistently. Like, I'm getting Cooper DeJean. I'm somehow getting Max Melton. And now I'm getting Chris Jenkins. And I've always had to go Cooper than Chris. The fact that I'm still making it, you ain't gonna hear no complaints from me, dog. All right, so we're going to go Chris Jenkins.
Then we're going to go Chris Jenkins. I like that.
Let's do Chris Jenkins. Boom. Let's go. All right. So let's see how this plays out here.
I like rolling the dice to see if Peyton Wilson's. Oh, of course. The Ravens. The Ravens taking two before us. That's like the most realistic mock draft I've ever seen right there.
I think so, yeah, because they would definitely take a middle linebacker. I mean, if you think about it, they just lost Patrick Queen, right? They have guys that are like coming up that are probably ready to kind of take the reins there. But, you know, getting a young guy in the, you know, late second round who could possibly in that defense, you know, run with the Dogs makes sense. I like it. All right, so we got two trade offers here. We got Denver who will give us their 76 picks. We'll go back into the third round, and then we'll also gain a fourth or a fifth round pick, right? And then you I don't like this, but I'm going to show it to you. You got Vikings who are willing to give us a bunch of garbage. I don't care. You know what? The Vikings didn't want to play nice with us when it came to the Christian Watson draft. So I'm not fucking with them. I'm rejecting them. We don't trade with our enemies. And even though Brian Gutekunst has done it, but that's, you know, that's Brian. Brian's a better man than me. I don't know. This pick, I mean, I kind of want to make my pick here. Let's see what we got first before we jump into it. Let's see what we got. All right. It's funny how Penix, there's no way Michael Penix is going to be last into the third round. I just don't see that happening. Personally, I don't know. Ernest, and he got a lot of red flags. He's older prospect. He got a lot of injuries. But he's probably the purest quarterback, purest passing quarterback in the draft. And y'all let him get to second, third round, someone's going to get a steal, and they're going to run away with it. So more power to them. But all right, so we still got – all right, so we have Jonathan Brooks. We got Cedric Gray. We have Roger.
I like Jonathan Brooks or Cedric Gray in like in this spot right here.
So now let me show you something here. So I'm with you, bro. I can do Jonathan Brooks. And think about it too. We pick again in 24 picks. Okay. So you got Jonathan Brooks. I don't think Brooks will be there, right? I don't think Gray will be there either. Okay. And then you got this guy who's like a tackle who he's pretty good, and I've actually seen this guy get mocked into the first round. And
Roger Rosengarten.
Yeah. Well, but the problem is, again, if you heard what Gutekunst said that he wants to have players who are interchangeable on the offensive line. They don't want to get a guy who's just strictly a tackle. Like, they like to get guys that can play basically tackle, guard, center. Like, they want to be able to have like fluidity when it comes to their positions, right? Kind of like how he was talking about when it came to safeties, he was interchangeable safeties. So as much as I like this guy, you know, I could see us kind of weighing on that. Like, you know, looking at way their draft board is set up, looking at their rankings, I'm down with going with either Brooks or Gray.
Okay. True North Packers fan says, that's not a bad trade from the Broncos.
Okay.
And then he Soder says Rosengarten.
Yeah. I figured that.
Yeah, so
we can get the tackle.
But he's not that interchangeable guy we're looking for, right?
He's not. That's true. Like, he's 6'5". The weight's there, his arm length is there too. I mean, I think 6'5", you could play guard, right?
Yeah.
I think you can play guard at 6'5". You just can't play anything. I don't think if you go higher than 6'5", it might be tough. But I think at 6'5", you can do guard. I mean, we could do one of the three. We could do Jonathan Brooks Gray, or we can do Roger Rosengarten. I can't even say his name. But yeah. What do you guys think?
I lean like, let's see. Martian Gatto says, I like how we signed Andre Dillard recently, first rounder from 2019. Speaking of interchangeable offensive linemen.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Aaron Picard says, Rosengarten can fail into guard.
That's fair. That's true. Now, the question is, do we grab him now, or do we risk trying to wait till 24 picks later?
I think there's probably other offensive linemen out there. I feel, you know, like Martian Gatos brings up a good point there. And I was actually talking about this earlier today with someone about Andre Dillard signing, you know, it was like a depth signing.
Oh yeah. 100%. You don't even know if he's gonna make the team, but like, he has the athletic traits of what they are looking for. I mean, Packers are interested in Dillard, but they had a need at safety, so they went with Savage instead, right? I'm with you. Like, I feel like when you look at offensive and you look at like tackles, we still have Kieran. I like Kieran a lot. I like Blake Fisher a lot, you know. And then once you kind of get farther into it, Frank Crum, who's like a really late round, like seventh round pick. So you still have options out there on the tackle side. And then when it comes to guards, the guy that I really want is this guy right here, Dominic Pooney, Brandon Coleman. These three right here are like, these guys are my favorites right here. I'm thinking that we can probably get with the 88th pick, you know?
Yeah.
And then, of course, come over here, we have Cedric, who's a fucking beast. You got Tanner, homegrown, right? And then this is the guy I keep telling you guys about, Bo Loomer. Fucking monster of a man. So you got another three options here too. So we have options when it comes to the offensive line, and we have multiple. We do have, you know, when it comes to the third round, we do have we have two picks in the third round that are pretty close to each other. So maybe we can use the third round. Now that we've broken the third round curse, we can use that as an opportunity to like fill in the offensive line.
Yeah.
So with that being said, do we get the future at running back with Jonathan Brooks, or do we wait on, again, do we wait on Jalen Wright? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's down there. He's looking like a third, fourth. He's looking like a fourth round pick, right?
Aaron Picard in the comment section says, take the offensive tackle and trade up for the linebacker.
We could do that. Could do that. So
I kind of like that, because I was like saying earlier, just trying to get as many second and third round picks.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. All right, so we'll do this. We'll take Rosengarten. All right, we'll take him.
Yeah.
All right, and then we will pause the draft here, and we will now try to trade with Arizona. And get back, right?
Yeah.
And then Soder
yelled at us, take the Bronco deal, but it's too late.
It's too late now. Sorry. My bad, bro. My bad. All right. We can do this. We can propose. We can let the draft play out a little bit, or we can try to trade back and trade up into the third round. What do you guys
suggest? Let's try to trade up. Let's trade up with because we're going after Cedric Gray.
Yeah. I feel like we trade.
I don't want to wait. You could try to go with Arizona.
All right, try Arizona. All right. So we want Arizona's 66 pick, right? And we could package. So we have our third round picks already. We could package our fourth round. We could package our is that a second fourth round?
Give him for something for next year. I ain't gonna.
Yeah, that's true too. We could do that same shit that people are doing to us. We can give up our second next year, right? So our fourth round pick, our second next year, and then let's throw in this the 219th pick. Let's see if they'll take that. Let's try that. Took it. I think I gave up a lot more than I needed to, but okay.
You could just leave it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter. It's all good. I get the real deal anyways. All right. So we'll take Cedric Gray here.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, look. Here we go. Denver back.
No.
Nah, I ain't taking that
get
shit.
Get out of here. We're here for our guy.
Yeah, we get our guy. So we're going to get Cedric Gray here. Okay. We good with Cedric Gray, guys? You guys want to get Jonathan Brooks? What y'all feeling?
I say we go. I'm Cedric Gray and use one of our third rounds.
Okay. That works.
With our next third round.
Okay.
So we'll go Martian Cedric Gattos is laughing at us.
Hey, man. It's all good. It's all good, baby. We just we're over here doing our thing. God, Ricky Persoff goes to the third round, man. That'd be crazy. I could see it, though, but oh, fuck. All right, so Raiders took him. Shit. All right. Bullard's gone. Trotter's gone. Ah, Kieran just went. Fuck off. All right, here we go. Fuck off.
No, never with the Vikings.
Go to hell. All right. What do we got here, guys? All right, what do we got? So we're picking pretty quickly. We got basically a pick, and then we're picking again three picks after this. So the question is now,
safety and running back here, right?
We could take a running back here, yeah. You got Blake Corum. You got Braylon Allen. You got Dominic Pooney, who I think we should take with the 91st pick probably. Don't even get me looking at Jaden Hicks. He'll fuck me up. Him and Malik Mustafa are like my favorites, man. Like I'm going to be so mad when they get drafted by some other team, honestly. All right, let's go look at running backs. Let's just see where these guys are at. Because you got Blake, you got Braylon, and then if we wait, you have an opportunity with Jalen Wright. Question is, do we go and grab Blake or the homegrown and Allen, or do we wait?
I think Blake Corum is going to be, as much as it pains me to say this, I think Blake Corum is going to be the better NFL running back.
Yeah, he has the pedigree, right? Out of him,
not to say Braylon Allen, not to say Braylon Allen can't have a solid career.
Yeah,
but it's just the way I see it.
Or do we go Mason Smith? Oh no, that's not me. Who's a defensive tackle? That's not. LSU.
So Aaron Picard says it's Jalen time. Chris Rhyme says right, not Corum. True North Packers fan says look at Edge, please.
Let's look at Edge because he's begging us to. All right, so yeah, Austin Booker. You have Jonas Ellis. They it's some slim pickings, dog. I feel like we could get Jonas. We get Jonas later, honestly, and he's pretty legit.
What's the option? What were the options at safety here?
Safety, we're looking at Darian Demerson, who's pretty decent. Kellen Bullock, who's like a true, this dude's like a true free safety. He's not a kind of guy you want to box. He's way too slight. He's real small. He's 6'2" at 188. So he's like, you know what I'm saying? He's like a real slender dude, and he can't tackle for shit. Bo Braid is more of like a special teams kind of guy. And as you can see, his workout wasn't good. Of course, there's Jaden Hicks, who I'm in love with, who's a beast. Then there's Malik.
I see him getting mocked sometimes in the first or second.
Like him being at 108, I see the ranking. But dude, I'm seeing him like first, second round, easy, just based on just his talent. Like he's just a really good all around good safety. You know what I'm saying? And he worked out really well too, you know. So then linebackers, for our picks right now, we've done pretty good so far. I think, you know, we solidify our needs. If you look at our needs, we've kind of cleaned up on safety, corner, we got linebacker, we got defense tackle, we got offensive tackle. We're doing good there. Really need to kind of focus on, I want to say, you know, guard and shit like that. But let's see what the guards are looking like.
Chris Rhyme says go Hicks.
Go Hicks here?
Yeah, I like Hicks.
Let's do it then. Fuck it.
I mean, it could be here or in three picks, right? We have another pick. Like,
I agree, yeah.
We do need to, like, looking at what we've done is we haven't picked the edge player yet, but I feel like, you know, the guys that are there, we can get them in the fourth.
I'm also with who said that. Get right later. I think I agree with that. I feel like we try to get right later, right? I think I like Blake Corum. I just feel I'm using his carries against him, and that's not fair, right? He had a shit ton of carries in college, but that doesn't mean shit. Like, at the end of the day, like that, you know, that's just typical for running backs, right?
Yeah. Keith Soder says, take the running back.
Yeah, but which one? How about we do this? Do we take guard now and then see who's there at 91? Or do we wait and get what do you guys think? And everybody, hey, anyone that's watching, you guys just send a comment and my man Bernie will post it. He'll talk about it. We'll definitely do what we can do here to kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, You know, we got a whole bunch of y'all watching right now. So I'm just saying, like, you got suggestions, man. Please throw them in the chat. Let us hear your opinion, because this is a team effort here. We're all – imagine all of us in the front office right now. And you're banging on the table for your guy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
who's your guy? Let us know.
Who's your guy at 90, who's your guy at 88 right now? Come on now.
Offensive line would be good. Who's available? Rhyme says offensive line would be good. Who's available?
Offensive line. So tackle-wise, you have Blake Fisher, and then, you know, we got some guys. I think some guys that shit, Caden Wallace. But honestly, from a value perspective, you know, Blake Fisher's the only one that's worth a damn. Guard, I feel like here with these three, you'd be really good, honestly, with one of these three. Dominic Pooney is a prototypical Green Bay Packer guard. Like, he is exactly what you look for in guard. And he's 6'5". So, and I'm always saying this because of guys that I follow that I respect, like Ross Oglem and like Jacob Morley and like Brennan Rupp, straight up have said, when you take all the thresholds, you take all the measurements, you take the workouts, and you take the film and the snaps, starts, I'm talking about all that into account, Dominic Pooney is one of those guys that's up there who would be a prime Packer candidate.
Yeah.
You guys see
Keith Soder says, if you like the guard, take the guard.
Let's do it.
I agree. Take guard, says
Chula. Okay. I did it. I was like, we're going to be here all day if we don't.
Yeah. The dog agrees. True North Packers fan says, I need the dog's choice. And the dog agrees.
All right. I appreciate that. All right. Here we go. All right. So we got some more trade options. All right. We give up our sixth. We go back 13 picks in the draft. And we get an additional fourth round pick. What do you guys think? So we still keep our third. We still stay in the third. We just go back a little bit. I'm fucking with these, though. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Sorry, but yeah, we go back 13 picks. We pick up a fourth round pick. We give up our sixth. Looking at who's available right now. I mean, honestly, I say we do it and let's try to get Jaden Hicks, maybe. What do you guys think? I'm telling you right now, don't make me decide, because I will find every excuse. Like, I've fallen in love with so many safeties in this class. It is sickening how many safeties I'm in love with right now. It's terrible.
He Soder says trade back with Arizona. Chris Ryan says, I don't mind that trade.
Let's do it, baby. Let's do it.
Let it ride.
Hey, you give up your fucking six for next year. I'm giving a fuck about a six next year. Fuck off.
No.
I'm gonna give a shit about that. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, I just finished watching Succession for a second time in a row. So, oh, shit. We did trade out of the third round. That's okay. And so I'm like my man, Logan Ray. What's his name? Logan. What the fuck? Kendall Roy. Logan Roy. I'm like Logan Roy over here saying fuck off. Like, it's my, you know, fucking vernacular for everything. All right. Go back 10 picks, grab another fifth. I'm not feeling that. No. Too much, you guys think? No, right? I'm ready to get my guy too. Yeah, because we pick here, then we don't pick again for another, like, you know, 22 picks. All right, so here we go. Let's see what we got available to us. All right, Blake Corum is still there. Okay.
Good Lord.
Brucky Irving is still there. Jaden Hicks is there. Jermaine Burton. Audric Estime. Malik Mustafa. They're talking all kinds of shit about Kalen King. They're trying to say Kalen King may not even get fucking drafted, dog. That is sad. He had a really shitty workout, so I can see it, but still, I feel bad for the man. Let's see.
Was he hungover? Was he out of shape or what? He Soder says Hicks.
He's saying Hicks?
Yeah.
All right. Tell you, you ain't got
to. True North Packers fan says take the running back.
Fucking A. All right, hold on.
You know, I kind of got a feeling we're gonna take a really late running back. I think they're gonna roll the dice with, you know,
I think so too. Yeah.
You know, they got two guys they can really rely on. I think they really want to get a look at what they got in Emmanuel Wilson, you know. Like, it's kind of a vibe I'm getting that they're gonna like they'll go run, they'll pick up a running back, but
I feel like these are the guys right here. I feel like Jalen Wright is he's literally a bigger version of Aaron Jones. Okay. Then you got Ray Davis, who they brought in for a top 30 visit, who has really good his workout's not great, but he had really good tape. Marshawn Lloyd, who you know had he's built like the way they like him. But I don't think his agility is where they want it. Of course, there's Isaiah Guerrero, who had a fucking amazing workout, right? He just doesn't – his tape is like –
ooh, that's
the one.
He's my guy. That's my guy, man.
Why the guy said it, boy? And look – and then Tyrone Tracy Jr., another size speed freak. So there are guys that we can get later, I feel. Like if we go and get somebody else right now and then try to see if we get Jalen Wright later in the fourth round, I say we rock with that. And – I think here we have an option now to go. Now, that's my argument. So if you guys don't agree, please say so. I'm definitely I'm here for conversation, right? And then we can do Hicks.
True North Packers fan says we need depth at running back and linebacker. I think we can still get that in this draft. Soder says Hicks, and then Aaron Picard says Soder is correct. So we go with Hicks here. I think you know. Because like you said, we pick in 22 more picks. I don't think Hicks makes it that long. I feel like in 22 picks, we can still get a running back or an edge player.
Yeah, because look, we'll pick at 104, we'll pick at 126, and then of course we don't pick again for a while. We may want to try to trade back into the fourth round, I'm thinking, right?
Okay.
Let's do this. Let's do Hicks here. Okay. So let's see. We pick at 126, right? Okay, so draft results. 126 is down here. And then, so I'll say we do that. We pick Hicks here, right? After we pick Hicks, we wait to see who's available at our pick at 126. Then we trade back into the fourth round with Washington maybe and try to grab another guy fourth round.
I dig it.
All right, so we'll get Hicks here, and then we'll see now how this plays out. Taylor went. Blake finally went. Austin Booker finally went. Shit. Jalen Ford got good fucking tape, dog. That dude got – he is a covers linebacker like you won't believe. Oh, fuck yeah. Okay, good. All right. We give up our seventh.
Fuck the Chiefs, man. I don't want to.
You don't want to help the Chiefs?
No, man. They've done enough winning. I'm over it. Like, I respect them, man. But like, I cheered for them until they won. Like, you know, their first one. Once they won their first one, I'm like, I'm done cheering
for you. You're over it, right? Yeah, I feel you, bro. All
right. So who do we got at running back right now?
Jalen Wright. He's right there.
That's the pick, right?
I think that's the pick. All right, so we'll do this. We'll grab Jalen Wright, okay? And then I'm going to pause it, and I'm going to now try to trade with this 128 Washington pick because Brandon Coleman and Mason McCormick are guys that I think would really – because we're not picking again for another fucking 40 picks. So I feel like – we should try to see if we can get one of these two guys. Like, if you look, Brandon Coleman was a Senior Bowl standout. Rascal out the wazoo. He looked really, really, really good at the Senior Bowl. And then, of course, Mason McCormick Jr., another Rascal beast. And South Dakota State, you know, their offensive linemen, for the most part, have kind of done pretty well in the league so far. So, I say I'm going to see what we can work here with Washington. All right, so let's do a trade. Washington. New regime in Washington. All right, you give me 128. I'm going to package up my sixth-round pick, I think. Oh, no, that's a seventh-round pick. Maybe we'll send that, and then we'll package that. And let's see what they do. Yeah, I gave way too much last time. Bah, fuck off. It's funny when I see people that actually do a lot of trades when they put up their mock drafts, and I'm always like impressed. I'm like, man, you must have been really working the shit out of like trying to get a trade to go through, right? Yeah. I try one time and I'm like, I'm over it.
He Soder says, what about center?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Your boy's there.
My boy's there. Fuck.
And is he a guy that can he play guard as well?
You know? Yeah, he can play. He's center through and through, but he's built in a way like if you look at the way he's size, and his workout was really good. Like if you look at his workout stuff, he's 9.79. He's built like a shit brick house, right? And but he's a center through and through. But because that's the thing with centers, right? Like centers, if they're built right, they can play all three interior positions. I mean, that's just the way they're built, like, right? I felt like Jason Kelce was built just to be a center. Like, I don't think he could have played anything else. Like, he was center, right? But you look at a guy like Landon Dickerson, who came out of Alabama. He was a center when he was in Alabama, but they got playing at an all-pro, Pro Bowl level at guard. But in reality, he could probably move to center and become an all-pro Hall of Famer at center. Like, that's how good that kid is. Like, dude – oh no, what'd I do? Okay, fuck off. Shit, I thought I fucked it up for a second. My guy's fucked.
It would have been hilarious. It would have been like some like just nasty porn just pop up in your other.
Yeah, but I go, God, they saw my sneaky link shit.
I'm just kidding, man. I'm giving you a hard time.
It's all good, baby. No worries.
That's like everyone's worst nightmare or something.
Shit, as long as the wrong one come up.
Martian Gatto says, great show, guys. Can't wait for the draft. Go Packs, y'all, next time. Thanks for dropping in, Martian Gatto.
Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you, man. All right, here we go. I made the trade go through. All right.
True North Packers fan says, we have a center. His name is Zach Tom.
I agree. But it's good to get guards, where I'm looking at. What do you think about this? Oh, damn. We move back a lot. But we get so many picks and like, I just trade up a shitload just to get this pick. I ain't doing that shit. Fuck it. All right. So, all right. If you look at our picks so far, we've kind of like did a pretty good draft.
I got to grab a drink.
Go. Let me open up the thing here the other way. There we go. All right. Here we go. So I can see what my folks are saying here. Yeah. See? I'm thinking like if you look at right now, when you look at the way we drafted, we fixed our safety, we got depth at safety / corner, we got more corner depth, we got defensive line depth, we got tackle, possibly guard depth, linebacker, another guard, we got safety depth, then we got Jalen Wright, running back depth. We could move back, but the problem is like we get out of the fourth round by doing so. Now, if you guys are good with that, I had that trade that Philly offered that I freaking like denied. Maybe I shouldn't have.
Come on. Soder says move back.
I know.
I think the dog wants to move back too.
Let's see what they offered Philly. Let's see if I can offer back again to them.
Aaron Picard says edge depth. I'm that's where I'm at right now too.
You mean look at that first before I offer this trade?
Let's go look at that. Maybe see what that edge depth is right now.
Because you got Jackson Hunt, Jalix Hunt, who's pretty decent. I've seen him.
I like that Solomon out of Troy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's
not bad.
Yeah.
He's just height wise, he's not what you look at tackle, right? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Edge. But the problem is our edge is like now kind of different, right? Where when it comes to like who they go for edge,
I didn't, 4'3", right? I didn't realize that he was only 6 foot.
I didn't either. I thought he was a lot bigger.
Yeah. He plays a lot bigger, but that's at the college level. Yeah, that doesn't always translate to the next level.
This is my boy right here. This is my Vontae Mack from draft day right here. Edifua Olufashio. I'm going to learn how to say this man's name because he deserves that. But holy shit. This guy was a monster at Washington, bro.
And like I know you've
I've been hyping him up for a while. I've been hyping him up for a while. Yeah. And he's like consistently going in rounds 5 through 7. So I feel like you get a guy like him late, you're working with gold right there. You know what I'm saying? So all right. So what are we doing here? We can take a guard. You know, we can take guard, we can go center. I kind of do like Brandon Coleman. I feel like getting another guard in the mix wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I think Soder says move back, grab Johnson.
Theo Johnson?
I'm assuming so.
Yeah.
And then, like I said before, Aaron Picard said edge depth. Edge depth question mark.
I mean, the guy that I like for edge is this dude right here, Jonas Ellis. I like Jonas Ellis a lot. I feel like we can wait to get him.
Okay.
Because, like, if you look at his workout numbers, like, he's 6'2", 248. He has almost a 9-point RAS score. I think he actually came into Green Bay for a top 30 visit. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong on that. Then Muhammad Kamara is another one that's he's a pretty good beast. Another guy that I've been seeing gain mock to the Packers late is Miles Cole. I've heard a lot about him. He's actually built like they like their defensive end, 6'6", 280, you know. Gabriel Murphy, another guy that I've seen. He was actually a top 30 visit to Green Bay, I believe. And he's pretty damn good too. He's a forgotten person from Leatu. Like, everyone keeps talking about Leatu. They don't talk about this dude. So there's guys that we can get later, you know. I mean, the thing is, though, if you think about it, we only have 4 more picks. So Soder might be right. Maybe we do trade back and just see where the chips fall. What do you guys think? Trade back and get more picks?
Yeah. He Soder says edge, Ole Miss, Johnson, size. So where is he? I don't know.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's propose the trade to Philly. Now we're going to move back, but we're going to acquire a shit ton of picks in the next round, basically.
Okay.
Let's see if they can do it first. Let's see if they'll do it. I mean, they offered this last time, so we'd get this pick, we'd get this pick, we'd give up this pick, and we'd give up this pick. No, that was something else they offered too. What was it? Oh, they offered this to I think that's what they did. Yeah. Oh, fuck off. All right, well, fuck them. Bitches. What do you guys think? Trade back? We had an opportunity to trade back. I didn't take it. My bad. So do we just pick here and then see what happens?
Yeah, let's let it ride. Let's get these last 4 picks in and
okay, let's do it. All right. So I'll take the guard here. We'll just take the guard here.
Take the guard, and then we're going like 169. We're hoping for one of those edge players you're pointing out at is still on the board.
I like it. Let's see what we got here. Jordan Travis got picked.
I want a quarterback with one of those last 2 picks, though.
See, look, I forgot all about Jaren Jones, man. Shit, there you go. Fucking shit. Jordan Jefferson is going to be nice, man. Like, he is going to be a really nice football player. That kind of sucks that we can't get him now, but hopefully Green Bay brought him in for a visit too. So don't be surprised if they do draft him. But you know me, I got a hard on from my LSU guy. So pause.
Any SEC guys, man. All right, let's see. Damn, right. Man, your boy Bo.
He's there, top of the line, baby. I can hear Aaron right now.
Edge.
I hear he's like edge death. Yeah. Oh, okay, all right. So we got Xavier Thomas out of Clemson, 6'2", 244.
He Soder says Coleman.
He did say Coleman. Well, I got Coleman, didn't I? Yeah, I got Coleman. We're good there.
Yeah, we got Coleman. So we're
good. Yeah,
we got Coleman. Yeah. The question now is my boy there yet? No, right? No, I'll try to draft him later. Yeah. Fuck it. He all the way down there to 205.
Well, we got.
I mean, we've gotten, if we look at our draft, safety, corner, defensive back, tackle, linebacker, guard, safety, running back, guard. I mean,
we're good offensive line. Like,
I think we're good offensive line. Yeah. Like, my boy's there. Don't get me wrong. I love it. But with Zach Thompson going to the center, I can't do it. So, God, never mind. Let's see. Curtis Jacobs, who I like a lot, but it's the reason why he's lasting this long. Elijah Jones, he's a Jeff Hafley disciple. Christian Boyd, big boy on the defensive line. Can't hurt to have that. It's funny how, like, Christian Boyd was getting, like, first, second round mocks. So I'm like, bro, like, it's possible.
It's so fucking possible. Is there none of your edge guys? All your edge guys are gone?
Yeah, I mean, the guy that I was hoping to get is Ellis, and Ellis is gone. I kind of want to, like, wait till, like, pick 202 to get Muhammad Kamara or Miles Cole. I want to see if I can get somebody else first before I get one of those guys. Because Kamara, he has good he's not tall enough based on specials, but he has everything else going for him. Cole is prototypical. Like, he's what they look for. Like, he's built just the way you like him.
He's a 6'6". Yeah. And you're feeling like that those guys should be there at 202.
Yeah. And I hope so. Yeah. I'm hoping so. Yeah. Like, and then, you know, these other guys. And then if we can't get anybody, we just get Gabriel Murphy. Because Gabriel Murphy, he's a beast. And, you know, he's a guy.
We're going to go wait for one of those guys that's like the prototypical size at 202.
Yeah.
Who do we take? Who are you thinking here then?
That's the thing. I keep wanting to go fucking guard, but that's not the right move, man. I feel like we should get a receiver or something here. Go Joe Milton if we wanted to. You know, blow people's minds and see what we see. Like, you see these guys that are left now. Cornelius Johnson was somebody, so they brought him for a top 30 visit. Supposedly they're in love with him, but I don't know how true that is. It was from that fucking MFA football account, which be saying all kinds of racist shit, so who knows what the fuck is true with them. Tight end would be bad. Eric All wouldn't be bad.
Tight ends are always nice, but
they're always nice.
We're kind of set there, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Tyler Davis is back from injury, and
I've been seeing Keaton Wallace. Like, I've been seeing stuff about him. I just feel like 269 might be a little rich. What's the chat suggesting?
Let's see what the chat suggests. I feel like with three offensive linemen, we're set there. They're still. He sort of was the last to say check edge.
Yeah, edge was nothing great there, brother.
So. I don't think they would go quarter. I think they would go quarterback, like one of their late ones. What's at quarterback right now though?
Quarterback. I mean, it's the Joe Milton, Reed, Hartman, Leary,
and Joe Milton's the guy that throws the ball mile, yeah, like, right?
He throws like 90 yards. Yeah, he's like the new Josh Allen, basically. But just has horrible, horrible tape. Like, he's like not.
Sam really Hartman from Notre Dame.
Yep. I mean, we got one linebacker. We can get my guy here and just get it locked in. Because
I that's cool. Linebacker seems like a good fit here, man. Right? To be honest with you, I feel like
it's a reach, but I think it's a good reach for this guy. If you guys haven't, do me a favor, look this guy up. Look up his accolades. And just search his name in Twitter and just see latest, and you'll see everyone that's been hyping him.
Yeah.
It's not just me.
He saw her and said, take the center just because.
Yeah, look, don't tempt me, bro. I'll do it.
That's what I was saying, man. Don't tempt him.
I mean, he's a 140 ranked guy at 169. You can't beat that. That's not bad, right?
That's, yeah. That's bang for your buck.
That's bang for your buck right there. And they do say, you know, protect the line, right? Like, you protect, you know, you do protect the franchise by making a move like that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, honestly.
Yeah.
Or we get Christian Boyd. They brought Christian Boyd in. Or you go Logan Wilson, who's also another Iowa kid who had a real good RAS score, and he's built like a Packers player in that sense. Like, I could see that. He's shitty. I remember. So yeah, he nothing great to talk about there. Gabe Hall. Oof.
I like the idea of getting your boy at linebacker.
Yeah. You ain't gotta tell me twice. Let's do it. We're gonna be here all damn night if we don't. All right, so we'll do him. We'll get my boy. All right, and then let's see what we got going on here. All right, let's go. Let's go. All right, so we saw Gabe Hall go, and then Lee Bomer went. But see, look, the Steelers got their center.
Steelers, that would probably be the perfect fit for him, wouldn't
it? That would be the perfect fit for them. I completely agree. I kind of want the Packers, and mark my words, I kind of want the Packers to trade Josh Myers to the Steelers. Because then he gets to go back and play with his college quarterback, Justin Fields, right? Yeah. They get a replacement for center and replace Billy Price, and they have an opportunity to kind of lock that in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think that'd be pretty
cool. All right, we're checking for your boy on the edge here now.
Yes, let's go check this guy out. Let's go check this guy out.
We need something for the edge. The fact that we're waiting this long makes me nervous.
No, he's here. Miles Cole.
Miles Cole, right? Let's get him.
Let's get him. Boom. Called it. Boom. That's it. And then?
Then we got to get our late round quarterback, right?
We do. This is true. Let's see who the fuck is there for quarterback, actually.
The Packers used to do that all the time, man. They would bring all in late round quarterbacks. Time.
Yep. They would always go and get some freaking, like, you know, the Scott Tolzien's of the world and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, what's his name? Graham Harrell and Brent Hulley was a fifth round pick, you know, but
yeah,
they definitely would, you know, grab their guys late. You know, Matt Flynn, seventh round pick, right? Even though he won a national championship at LSU that time. But yeah, they've gotten their guys, and you know, some have worked out, some haven't, you know.
I remember Hasselbeck, right? Like, he was
Hasselbeck. Oh god, dude, yeah, that's going way back.
Like Brunel. Brunel was a backup in Green Bay too, right?
Yep. Brunel was like, I mean, they had, dude, at that time, they had Mark Brunel. I think Kurt Warner was in Green Bay, right? Kurt Warner was there, I think. Wasn't Kurt there?
Maybe for a preseason.
Yeah. So Kurt was there.
I don't think he ever made the full roster.
Yeah. And then Brunel, what's my boy at that went to New Orleans Saints?
Aaron Brooks.
Aaron Brooks, thank you. Yep, Aaron Brooks. Dude, they were just, and Matt Hasselbeck, they were just fucking factory of quarterbacks coming out.
Yeah, man. It was freaking rad.
They were killing it, bro. All right, so we're going to get Hartman primarily because he has immaculate hair. That's it. Even though Leary was slinging that thing at the combine. Like, Leary had a live arm. I give him that. Leary had a live arm for sure.
Yeah. What about the kid from BYU, Slovis? Yeah, wasn't he originally at USC?
Yeah. Let's do Slovis. He got some good numbers here I'm looking at. Let's do Slovis.
Yeah, because he likes I think it was like due to injury, he had to start as a true freshman at USC or something like that one time. But then, you know, USC is bringing in every top quarterback all the time, and I think he just kind of got piled up on. And
Yeah, we'll do Slovis.
Craig Nall says Aaron Picard, and then G Soder says Jaden Sundell, North Dakota State.
Dude, you bring some Jaden Sundell. Shit, let's go get that. Could bring in Tua's brother.
I like the quarterback here though, because I feel like they're gonna do that this year. They've hinted at that, that they're gonna get back into that.
Who was the kid that they brought in? Oh, did he play at Tulane? Who the fuck was that dude that came in for a workout just recently? That's who we should grab. But Soder, who did they bring in for? Who Who was it? It wasn't Carter Bradley. Who the fuck was it? Yeah, okay. His arm looked all right. He was behind on a lot of passes, but I can't say that because I got fucking eviscerated on Twitter for making fun of Aaron Rodgers throwing behind fucking Garrett Wilson. I just thought it was funny. That's all. Folks were coming at my neck. I'm like, damn, relax. It's a fucking joke. I mean, it's not a joke. It was an observation more than anything. Like, relax.
Yeah.
It's the last pick of the draft. Last pick of the draft. Don't matter, right? We'll do Hartman.
Slovis, man.
Slovis it is, man. Boom. Slovis it is. And look, fucking Hartman went right after anyway, so that matter. All right. So here's our draft.
The Broncos. Sam Hartman's the perfect fit for the Broncos.
He's got Zach Wilson. They got a whole bunch of pretty. They got a whole bunch of pretty boys over there. Shit.
Yeah, man. That's the prayer. He's the perfect fit for that quarterback room.
Hell yeah, dude. I think we did pretty good on this draft, man. If we got a draft like this, I'd probably be running naked down the street, dog. I'd probably be running, but pants off, boy.
Jalen Wright at 126 is fantastic.
Yep. Jaden Hicks, a potential first, second rounder that late in third, fourth round was awesome. Cedric Gray, who's like a second round pick, gained him that late. Dude, Roger Rosengarten, another guy that if you look at some mock drafts, he's going first, second round. Like, we were able to kind of like capitalize on value here, I think. The thing is, though, like, it's all based off of this site's rankings, right? The one thing that's not great about the rankings on this site is not always like up to date speed, all that kind of stuff, you know? And so because of that, you do have the situation where like it just sucks sometimes where it's like can I share it to my shit? No, fuck, I can't do that. Damn it. All right. Can you screenshot this, my man? Because I'm almost let me see. I'll just download this bitch. I'll add it to our shit later. I got you. I was gonna say like when it comes down to it, I feel like what we got here. All right. There we go. But yeah, no, I mean, I was just gonna say, like, I think like from a draft perspective, I think we did really well. We not only the funny thing is like we're looking at drafts, we're doing it based off need a lot of times, right? And then the way the Packers do draft is best player available. And I think that's what the tricky part is that you have no idea what's going to happen in the first, you know, you're not going to have what happened in these rounds at all. Like, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to this Thursday to see. And then just let everybody know, we're going to try to do a live show on Thursday. Bernie's going to try to join in the beginning, and he may come later in the evening if he can make it. I'm going to try to stay on the whole time and just give my opinion on each pick and trades and shit like that. And just kind of just, you know, you guys can join. I know there's a lot of other people doing live shows as well too. So if you can come join us and want to shoot the shit and, you know, just come, you know, get your posted on here and stuff like that. I'd love to talk shop and talk football with all you guys and ladies, any ladies that are here too. And non-binary, all good. All people are loved and welcome. But focus, like, we're just trying to, you know, we want to get our voices out there too. And we love talking about football in general anyway. So, I think we get a draft like this, man. I'm fucking happy as shit. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, man, I like it. That secondary is deep, you know.
Offensive line's good.
Offensive line is good to go for years, it feels like now. The defense, you know, you've added depth there. My only concern is like, you know, like, did we address the edge enough would be one of my only concerns.
I agree. I didn't like the fact that I only got one pick. But the truth is like, I feel like there might be some free agents that we can maybe bring in to help supplement that, right? And the way that our defensive line is kind of set up now, where we talked about this, right? Where Carl Brooks and Kobe Wooden, I don't know if they'll play traditionally down. They'll be probably more like on the edge than they would be in the middle of the defense, right? So I feel like because the fact that if you think about how Gutekunst talked about the offensive line and safeties, I feel like he felt the same way about the defensive line too. Like he wants interchangeable pieces in a sense, right? I mean, you're going to a 4-3. So you have the opportunity to sit here and have people. I mean, if you look at all of our defensive tackles, Kobe Wooden is probably the outlier at 278, 286. He's like in that 280 range, right? But like everybody else is 300 pounds, roughly. They're roughly about 300 plus, right? And then You have Preston Smith, who people want to make fun and say he's a 280. I mean, he probably like a 275, right? And then you got Lucas Van Ness, who's probably pushing around 270 now. He came in at like 272. So I'd say like 265, 270. And then, of course, you have Rashawn Gary, who was 278 coming out of Michigan, dropped down to like 255, I think. And then who knows if he's trying to bulk back up again, right?
Yeah.
So, and then you got JJ Iyengbare, who coming off ACL. So who knows when he's going to come back. And then we can't forget about Brendan Cox. And Brendan Cox is still there. And
yeah, man.
He's a monster, dude. Like
yeah. You
know, with his head on right. He's a good football player. He's a really good football player. So
he's going to take a step forward this year.
I think so. I definitely think so. And I think that I think when you look at the way our team is set up, like we do obviously have some holes, but the cool thing is like the holes that we have can be mitigated with this draft. I mean, we've done the right moves in the offseason when it came to the free agency with Jacobs and McKinney. I'm not a real big fan of Dillard's tape, but I was a big fan of him coming out of Washington State. I thought he was like, I wanted him so bad. But watching some of the things that Andy Herman posted, like my man is like the ball is snapped and he's still sitting there. And I'm thinking like, oh Lord, he doesn't even know the fucking snap count. And like, this is at Tennessee. So that's like his rookie year. Like, you know, like he's been in the league for like 4 years. I'm like, oh fuck, that's bad. Like, that's not good. So, you know, but I'm thinking with Steno and Luke Buckus, maybe they can help turn things. And then we also brought in a new offensive line assistant. I forgot who we brought in, but he's supposed to be pretty damn good too. So, yeah, man, I can't wait, man. I'm looking forward to this draft, bro. This is an awesome exercise. I hope everybody had a good time.
Yeah,
I hope everybody enjoyed it. And I'm looking really forward to just seeing what the Packers do. I'm just looking to see what the league does, bro. Like after Caleb Williams first pick, unless Ryan Poles just fucks that up, like it's gonna be pandemonium. I feel like there's gonna be so many moves. I truly believe like this will be one of those drafts that has like multiple trades. Watch me come wrong and everyone's going to make fun of me later. That's fine. I'll take it. But no joke. Like I definitely feel like there's going to be a lot of moves made up this year and I'm looking forward to it. So
a lot of quarterbacks and wide receivers are going to be taken high. I think
100%. It's 100%.
It is a passers league now. That is for certain. But hey, I want to respect everyone's time. I got another show to record tonight, too.
Go, man. Go.
I just want to say thank you for everyone for dropping in on us and watching a couple of knuckleheads do a mock draft here from our war room. And I'm excited, man. It's here. It's draft week. Holy crap.
Hell yeah. Oh man, it's been a long time coming, bro. The Bucks won yesterday, and then we got
baby.
This going. I'm hyped, man. I'm hyped, bro. So I this could be a good week. Hopefully, Bucks can bring in another win. We can start off the week right with that, and then on top of that too, we can see what we do on Thursday night. I can't wait. So like I said, guys, we're gonna try to go live on Thursday and try to do the same thing with all the picks. Love to see you guys there. I understand there's going to be a lot of folks doing it. So, you know, drop in if you can. And, you know, we'll try to do the best we can to keep you guys entertained. And looking forward to this week, man. And Bernie, man, thank you so much for everything, man. You're the best, bro.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate that. Right back at you, Ummer. Fantastic time tonight. This is Coast to Coast Packers, only on Game On Wisconsin. I am Bernie Bango.
I'm Ummer Desai.
And we'll catch you next time.
Go Pack. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.